Now this song hits on a very serious subject to me, and it's dedicated to all the men out there in the struggle who've been savagely clubbed and maimed, humiliated by the barbaric hands of family planning doctors across America, North America, South America, Comerica, this continent, other continents, and even to the men that are incontinent. This song goes out to you, men. Keep your man cards close. My wife and I just had a child, 4 and 5. She delivered, but I coached. We were happy that the bundles of joy had safely arrived.
I was pretty pumped.
But then she looked at me,
as the leader of a cannibal tribe.
You know that look, man.
And said, it's time to spear my guy.
Did she still love me, or what happened?
You know what I'm saying?
She told me my appointment was set, and we'd already prepaid.
How did we already prepay? I didn't
My resistance was futile, so I might as well not delay.
You know that feeling, man.
The inevitable procedure that the doctors had said would only cause minimal pain.
If you don't mind putting a needle through your...
I didn't mind clubbing my nub. I paced in the lobby for an hour or two.
It seemed like for weeks.
As I questioned the safety of what he's about to do.
Was he new, or had he done this before, or did he have references?
Then the doc's receptionist said my time was due.
She was a mean lady.
I think you ordered a vasectomy.
Look, lady, my wife ordered that.
I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd go crawling through the avenue.
Now that's sacrifice. I'd get my pants all dirty.
There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do.
You know what I mean?
To protect my dudes.
And to quote Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh no.
Right after Tonya Harden's hitman hit her leg.
Why me? Oh no.
Why would Tonya Harden do that? And to quote Nancy Kerrigan. Why'd you do that to her, Tonya?
Why me? Oh no.
I'll tell you why. You're a freaking good skater.
He told me to take my pants down. He told me to cough.
That's some crazy talk, man.
Dr. Cold Hands probed around my balls.
Are you hearing me?
I felt humiliated, ashamed, and my innocence was lost.
I wanted to burn my clothes.
Oh, just to chisel my flesh rocks.
What is he, like some sculpture kind of dude here? What's he doing? Why does he have to do that?
I got queasy, I told him I had to go.
I said, I'm going to skedaddle, homie. As I determined, I'd rather never consummate again than to grind my family's dough. I'll do something else, man. I'll just...
So now my boys are running wild and free.
They're free now.
But I'm practicing abstinence like a priest.
I don't get any of those NPO discounts or anything. I'm still paying taxes.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm priest-like, but I'm not...
Quote Nancy Kerrigan again. Why me? Oh, no.
I don't see myself getting discounts
again. Why me? Oh, no.
Complete abstinence without a discount or any type of non-profit priestly discount.
No.
That's crazy.